What in the world am I looking at?
That was the topic. Excuses, excuses, excuses. This is not a real book. Oh, I just do. No, it does. So, the he has a real line that I want to go over a paragraph here. I want to go over a paragraph over here. All right. That he says, and I got very into this paragraph, trying to read it over a few times. Very, very strong language. His lotion was like this. So we finished that Indian or whatever. We read through what he says about excuses and not to be afraid, etc. Okay. Then he says, it has a line here like this. Here. Okay, this chat, this paragraph, these next four lines in Mishnah is a something to focus on. You can focus on this over and over again. It's a very hush of a line, I think. Tzarech Shiyasim Ha'adam. Person has to view themselves as Arai Ba'olam. The Kavua Ba'avoida, and he's Kavua in his Avoida. So, what is my Matziv and what is my Arai? Okay. So, this is similar to the story of the Chafetz Chaim, but just like if you think about it, I was kind of thinking about it. Let's talk about it in the context of what he's saying. So, talk Shiyasim Arai Ba'olam. Your whole matzav in this world is Arai. The Kavua Ba'avoida. Then you Kavua in Avoida. The Yisratze V'Yistapik. You should be okay with. B'chol anything to do with this world. B'mashim is Davinle. Whatever comes your way. V'yikach min abo b'yodai. And take what you get. V'yerochik min amenucha. Stay away from relaxation, karav lemelacha, and focus on getting to where you got to get to. Ula amal. So I was thinking that, let's say, I'm taking that story of the Chafetz Chaim with the furniture or whatever. I'm taking it a little bit tshuva based on these words. So he's saying is that all these things that cause lack of atzis, a lack of zrizus, atzlos, is because you want something else. You're focused on something else. Like we keep on saying, zehirus and zrizus are the flip side of each other, and the function of both is, are you focused on your mission in life? Is your mission in life what's directing you in your activities? That's really the bottom line question. Are you directed in your activities in life, or you're not directed in your activities in life? So he's saying that one thing that could help is Yosim Atzmoy Arai Ba'olam V'Kavua Ba'avoda. So I think his Bir Adavar is imagine the Chafetz Chaim said Moshe was, I'm on the train, I don't need furniture right now. Oh. So the simple Moshe would be that, yeah, when I'm at home, when I want to get to where I want to get to, make sure everything's set up the way I want. I want my supper. But I'm on the road. As long as I'm not starving, I'm fine. I'm getting to where I got to get to. When I get there, I'll have food. When I get there, I'll have my meals. I'm on the road, so as long as I'm okay, I'm okay. That was my first marshal. Okay, so you're not so panicked. That if on the plane you don't have, okay, well, you'll have something to eat, you won't be starving, whatever it is. And you bring yourself a granola bar and a muffin and whatever, and you're basically okay. And your contention is that your intention is that you'll be, when you get to where you gotta get to, then taka, okay, then I taka want to go to a good restaurant, I want to eat what I want to eat well. But I'm not worried about what I'm eating on the plane. That muscle works for some people. Some people are goof on the plane becomes the entire
Most people can relate to the muscle, I think.
what?
Most people can relate to the mushroom.
Okay, good. So right? So he's saying is that if you view Olam Hazeh as a trip towards where you gotta get to, so I'm taking it a tradvaita from the Chofetz Chaim's mashal. Not like, okay, I'm living, I don't need a couch. A little different nekuda, that I'm not concerned about exactly how it's going to work out and exactly what I'm eating and exactly all the stuff, because when I get there, I have. And right now, that's what I need. I need what I need to get there. That's all. That's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on the trip. I'm not focused on, like, that's what he's saying. Arai ba'olam kavua be'avoda. But,
Well, it means who in a mission, like where I'm going.
right, that's my kvius. Everything else is arai. So that's how he's defining the Zahiris and Zerizis, which is not much the way we defined it. What is your ikra? What's everything else? Now, I want to take this mashal, maybe that it's not even stronger. So let's say, see, this one we're saying is, why are you bothering? Why are you bothering worrying about the food on the trip? Bring your granola bar and your muffin, and you're fine. Why are you so worried about it? But let's say I am worried about it. And I'm worried about this, and I'm worried about that. It's not a stira, it's just stupid. So I want to change the mashal. So I don't think this mashal is strong enough. Mashal's a guy, it's such a big deal. It's a 3-hour plane ride. You have to bring 16 bags of food. Make sure, relax. Okay, I want 16 bags of food. What do you care? What's I there if that's what I like? So I want to change the mashal. The mashal is that. The mashal would be better is there's a young couple, and they are given by their family, by their parents, a certain amount of money to buy furniture and to sell themselves a vek in their new apartment. So they come to the city that they're going to live in, and Lamaisa, their apartment's not ready. So they move into a temporary apartment for 3 months. And they're going to move into the thing. Now, Lamaisa, the normal thing to be would be you get a folding table, you get a folding chair, and you get, some mattresses, you make it work for 3 months. And you're not worried, figuring out, is it great, is it the best thing, is it not the best thing? Because I know I'm gonna have it over there and I'm gonna use the money. But instead, they furnish this house and they get everything's perfect and they paint and they this and change the floors and whatever. And then when it's time to move, they spent all their money already. They can't fix up the other house. So they're focusing on the arai instead of the kavua. So why is that a better mashal? Because doing the arai is a steer to the kavua. It's not just extra. You can't focus on both. It's impossible to focus on both. So Memela, what Silas Sharm is saying is that is the uptouch of Zerizos and Zeros. Is that is your focus on the Arai or is your focus on the Kavua? So let's read inside again. Kol A person should make himself arai should be arai he should want be a stopic and should be happy with but whatever comes to him the yikach min She'll be talking. Well, Yirami told us as man of God. And we said the bitachon here means he should be normal. He should just do what he's got to do. Do a normal ishtados. Don't be too much of this or too little of that. And that is the normal way to do it. Now let's wrap up Zerizos here. His last paragraph here. V'incha roye. Behold, you see. Now you understand why Zerizos is after Zahirus. Zahir means that you shoykel your maisim against your priorities. Zrizus is that when I actually do the ma'isim, I'm not distracted by the lack of priority. But if you never set up your priority system and you never set up your ma'isim to match your priority system, so how could you be a zariz and say, I do everything according to my priorities? You never started the way. So first you have to be a zariz. You have to be able to be shoykel your ma'isim and etc. Then you can be a zariz. Yosim liboy lihizor b'ma'isov. Measure your ma'isim. Will his boinin ba'avoida umishpatel. Do avoida properly. Shizui midas as a hiris. Otherwise, he's just going by his hergel. However, once you open your eyes and you realize, hey, I better start making a cheshbon, I better do things properly. Now it's easy to focus all your koyches onto the toiv side. So first, you have to be shoykel your meisim. First, you have to be able to be aware. Sometimes it's bad. Sometimes it's good. Am I lined up? Am I not lined up? Now, zrizus is when I focus on my good meisim. Am I going to be able to put my whole koyches into it? Okay, so that's what's going on here. I think that wraps up Zrizus and Zeirus, and you go on to Nikius, which is possible. That's where separates the men from the boys.